This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. With pandemic restrictions easing, local business owners are looking to the future and what they hope is a better year ahead. But there are many concerns still. Some industries have been hit hard by a worker shortage. Many restaurants are finding labor in short supply, and even Kings Island has cut park hours due to staffing issues. And now that workers are beginning to return to the office, how will this impact businesses around those offices? And how is our region doing in recovering from jobs lost during the pandemic? Let's talk about that now. Joining Cincinnati Edition, our Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber President and CEO, Jill Meyer. Jill, welcome back to our program.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
We also have with us today African American Chamber of Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky President and CEO, Eric Kearney. Eric, welcome back to you as well.
Good afternoon, Michael. Thank you for having me. And it's great to be on with Jill this afternoon.
It's our pleasure to have you both. And if you're listening, we want to have you too. Are you returning to an office somewhere? Are you anxious about that? How do you feel about it? Are there some businesses around the workplace that perhaps you haven't been to in a while that you hope are still there and that you are looking forward to patronizing again? Are you a small business owner looking forward to office workers returning to their buildings and then your business? Give us a call, 513-419-7100, or email your thoughts, questions, comments to talk at wvxu.org. Jill, give us the lay of the land right now. What are you seeing? I know you're out and about around town. How does it feel out there right now when we think about where we've been?
Well, I think we could all agree that it feels like a little bit of life is coming back. And that's true in every corner that you look right now. But we are still reminded that there's a lot of room to go. I mean, for as many people who are out and about and spending money and going back to the office, we still have a lot of people who aren't doing that quite yet. And we still have a little bit of a road to go. But I would say energy is positive. We are definitely in rebuild mode. And it feels pretty good compared to what it felt like even a month ago.
Eric, what are you seeing?
Well, I would say that people are getting more active and getting out. It was this past weekend. It was a holiday weekend, and it was wonderful to see people walking around and shopping and talking and doing picnics and alike. In terms of the small business people that I interact with mainly, it's kind of a wait and see period. People are a little bit reluctant to go full in and kind of staff up, but they're slowly, I think they're slowly growing optimistic.
Well, let's talk about concerns. Did you see any that brought concern to you that maybe we're not as far along as perhaps we could be right now, Eric?
Well, some concerns that I would say are, you know, just hiring, the unemployment numbers that the federal government has shared, I think are a little bit concerning. I would have hoped that they would be stronger. I think also kind of the increase in cost of like labor and gasoline and other fuel costs are a little bit concerning, particularly for small business people who typically can't react to those costs as quickly or as well as larger corporations. And then I think people are just a little bit reluctant about, hey, what does post-COVID look like? You know, do I buy new computers? Is that a good idea? Is that a good investment? How do I bring my staff back? So just this week, the African American Chamber, we brought everybody back, and you know, we're slowly bringing meetings back into our office, outsiders that don't work here. So I just think those are some of the key issues that people are focusing on.
Jill, you told Soapbox Media recently that Cincinnati experienced a slightly larger percentage of job losses compared to the rest of the country, but did outpace the nation in regaining those jobs for most of June of 2020 through March of this year. What was the competitive advantage that you think Cincinnati had in doing that?
You know, I think, Michael, what we always talk about with Cincinnati's economy is what has helped us through the pandemic as well, and that's the diversity of our businesses and industries that are located here. You're right, we lost about 10% more jobs, but we have gained them back. And just to give a little context, there were 175,000 jobs lost during the pandemic, and we've put 120,000 of them back online. That's a great turnaround, slightly ahead of the national trend. But when you look at how they break down, I think we have not just a diversity of industry, but enough depth in a number of those places that it gave us the ability to pop back a little bit faster. I would also say that some of our large companies who really stepped up and both had the business model, but also had the leadership in place to help bring along some of the rest of the economy for us. You can't understate the importance of that. Having a Procter & Gamble or a Kroger and some of the other major corporations that maybe had even better years during the pandemic, but what they did to help bring along some of the other medium and small sized businesses can't be understated.
We're talking with Jill Meyer, the president and CEO of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. And we're also joined by Eric Kearney. He's president and CEO of the African American Chamber of Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Jill, are there any particular areas of our economy in which you saw a larger hit because of the pandemic and that you might see as more slow to recover?
Yeah, there's no question, and it will surprise no one. Hotel accommodations, hospitality business, as well as the arts and just entertainment spaces. In the arts and entertainment, you hope that we start seeing that trend start shifting upward as, you know, we have better weather, warmer weather, more ability to go out and convene some of those places. But the whole hospitality group, so whether it's hotels, restaurants, what have you, we're still lagging behind on coming back there. And I think a lot of that goes right to Eric's earlier point that you have some people moving at different speeds, but you also have some not only hesitancy in bringing back employees, but a real challenge in bringing back some staffers. And you can't increase revenues without the staff, and it's a chicken of an egg or an egg in one regard. But it's a real challenge right now. And while across the board, there are people who are struggling to bring talent back in, we're seeing more of it in those hospitality spaces.
Well, we're getting to that point where Cincinnati is a very warm place to visit and to take advantage of the attractions that we have here. Are there any forecasts out there that suggest, in spite of where we are in the pandemic, that the hotel economy could rebound, Jill?
I think yes, and I may have just seen another headline of Cincinnati being one of the best places for tourism vacations this year. It's true. I mean, you can't understate the value of having major league sports in town, of having the greatest zoo in the world, of having Kings Island. You referenced that. Just a lot of those outdoor summertime big draw events. That allows us to put Cincinnati on the map for family vacations, for some of those tall tent poles, if you will, that draws people here, but then they stick around and they spend money. They go to the restaurants, they go to the bars, they shop, they obviously stay in the hotels. And we know that coupling that with our arts offerings here is where we really can get ahead. And we have seen us get ahead already, certainly pre-pandemic. So just focusing on getting the awareness circulated of those big tall pole events, but also just the breadth of the arts opportunities that draws tourists too. They stay in hotels too and spend that same money.
If you're listening and you're someone who is returning to an office, we want to hear from you. We want to talk about how you're feeling about that, particularly as it relates to the business you work in or the businesses around your workplace that you're looking forward to patronizing again. If you're a small business owner, give us a call as well. We want to hear about how you're feeling right now as the pandemic seems to be easing in our part of the country. It's 513-419-7100, or you can email your thoughts, comments, and questions to talk@wvxu.org. Eric Kearney is the president and CEO of the African American Chamber of Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Eric, what are you hearing from Black business owners at this point in the pandemic?
Well, I think many of the sentiments that Jill expressed earlier, I think, are true. You know, people aren't necessarily sure about how quickly to bring back employees or how quickly customers may return, whether they be B2B or B2C type businesses. I would say that the construction industry, the insurance industry, and consultancies are the three industries that we've seen from our membership that have just been really going gangbusters and have experienced some pretty rapid growth. We have a number of members who are restaurants and caterers and in kind of that hospitality food service space. And they've gone through a very difficult time, and hopefully we'll see a quick rebound. We've had 30% of our members go out of business because of COVID. And so that's been a big hit to the Black business community. My hope is that many of those people will kind of dust themselves off and get re-energized and try entrepreneurship again, open up a new business or open up the same business that they had, but maybe kind of modify their business model. So those are some of the concerns I think that people have, but I'm very optimistic that the economy will rebound. And as Jill said, the corporate community, and by the corporate community, I mean kind of the Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 companies have been very generous in their support.
Eric, when you say 30% of your members went out of business during the pandemic, was there any commonality other than the health crisis, obviously? Was there any type of business that you found was more vulnerable?
Well, you know, the hospitality, the restaurants, those were food service, that was one. But it was pretty, I would say it was over all categories. One thing that you have to recall, although Black businesses have a $1.44 billion impact in Greater Cincinnati, most of them are one or two people. So let's say if someone in a household can't work in the business because they have to take care of children or because perhaps they were sick, that would impact the business and cause it perhaps not to survive. So, you know, you have to just look at the circumstances of each particular business to understand why they went under.
I want to talk to both of you about what that means as it relates to local access to capital for entrepreneurs, for businesses that already exist, and any way that we've learned new methods of supporting them beyond situations like a global pandemic that comes every century. We're going to get to that question and reactions from our guests from the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber and the African American Chamber of Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Our phone lines are starting to light up. We're going to get to those phone calls in just a moment as well. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. Coming up, we'll be talking about a multi-million dollar effort to keep people in their homes and to keep their utilities on as individuals also struggle to emerge from the pandemic. Our conversation will include one man who benefited from that program, moving him from the streets to his very own place. That's coming up. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue our conversation now on local businesses in this stage of recovery as more people return to their local offices. We're joined today by Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber President and CEO Jill Meyer and African American Chamber of Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky President and CEO Eric Kearney. We'll go to the phone lines now, where we find Michelle waiting for us. Hi, Michelle. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I wanted to call in just a comment on how excited I am to go back to work in person and work as a mental health clinician. So I'm working towards becoming a psychologist, and so I'm in training, and I've been working as a therapist from my bedroom for the past year, providing therapy to college students. And so I'm really excited to go back to work. And to just kind of have that support from my coworkers and that, you know, just ability to have that work-life separation. I think that that's really important. And I think some other things that just providing therapy through the pandemic has shown me is that a lot of people get a lot of social support from work and school. And so I think that there's a lot of positives to being able to work from home, especially if you have kids to take care of. But even with that, it can be difficult. But I see it as a really positive thing, and I'm excited.
Well, we're so glad you're excited, Michelle, and good luck back at the office. We appreciate you taking the time to listen and share your thoughts with us today. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to the phone lines again. We got Julia on the line. Hi, Julia. What's your question or comment?
Hi, I have a comment. I love this show.
Thank you. I've
been working downtown for almost 10 years for an organization that's been just awesome through all of this. We went home on Friday, I think it was March 12th, and we've all worked from home since then. And we've used Zoom and different, you know, video capabilities, and we've shown management that, yes, we can work from home. And they've even kind of stretched it out and said, let's look at what our new future of work looks like. I loved working from home so much that I put in my retirement, and a friend of mine retired at the beginning of COVID, and we are going to a downtown venue we used to frequent often right down the block from our office, and that's where we're going to have our little get-together. We thought, you know what, these poor folks have lost all of their business for the last 12 months. Let's, you know, bring Cincinnati back. So we'll be going down there in July to have our get-together.
Well, that's great, Julia.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much for taking some time to share your thoughts with us. Congratulations on your upcoming retirement. We appreciate you listening and calling us today. Thanks so much. Again, we're joined today by Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber President and CEO Jill Meyer and African American Chamber of Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky President and CEO Eric Kearney. You can join our conversation to talk about returning to work, going back to businesses that you've missed, or if you own a business, how you feel right now. Give us a call, 513-419-7100, or email talk at wvxu.org. Jill, we heard from Julia there, who called in, that businesses might be reevaluating what their business looks like physically. And I'm wondering what kind of concerns there might be, particularly in a place like the Central Business District, which has office space. Are there concerns that we're not going to need all that space anymore?
You know, Michael, I think it is the great question of the year as we move through the health challenge and look at what is the new normal moving ahead. We are people who, for the history of people, have built communities and systems and the ways that we live around the notion that people like to be together. We are wired as humans and we like to be together. And so while through a pandemic, were we blessed to have technology that let us be able to get through it, we were, and that's a really good thing. I think as businesses are evaluating what is their go forward plan, you have to consider one of the factors is that human connection. And I'll go back to your first caller. I think her name was Michelle, mm-hmm. pointing out that the emotional and the mental impact of having a workplace and the successes and the relationships that come with that, the personal growth that comes with that is really critically important. But you can't lose sight of the fact that it's also critically important for businesses to be able to maintain a culture, to be a successful business and to continue to grow. So as businesses are looking at how much of this remote work is their business either able to tolerate or is it good for them, I am a constant reminder to say businesses that thrive are businesses that have really fine cultures, and that requires people to be together and to build together. But beyond that, if you look at a community as a whole, you have to have a thriving business center, a center from which everything else does flow in many regards. And so while I think we will start seeing some different opportunities coming online, I'm hopeful / confident based on the conversations I've been having that we will still have a healthy downtown population and population in other business centers, because it's just that human piece that you can't replicate from behind a screen. But it is going to be something that continues to unfold as we move forward. And what works for one company and culture will not work for another. And with all the different options on the table now, I think you'll see some changes. Not sure where that levels out or what the biggest impacts will be. But I'm both hopeful and confident that people will come back to the office and our business centers will once again thrive. Not only do the companies themselves depend upon it, but the retail shops, the restaurants, the rest of the community that builds off of that needs it.
I think that's what we've seen is that the domino effect does exist, that if the business, there are businesses that exist where they are solely based on the customers they get from the other businesses that are inside those buildings. So we could see down the road if the office towers aren't fully occupied again. Let's go back to African American Chamber of Commerce President Eric Kearney. For those members in your organization, Eric, who operate traditional office spaces and those types of working environments, what are you hearing from them? Are they still evaluating what the future might look like physically for them?
Well, we did a survey, and our survey came back that 33% are going to go back to the old way, bring everybody in. A third are going to use a hybrid, and a third are going to go virtual. So that gives you, the water is clearly muddy, right? So we had, but I thought it was interesting that it was a third, a third, a third, right? I mean, it was, and I mean that literally. I mean, it was really divided into thirds where people are still trying to decide. I guess maybe that indicates people are still trying to figure it out.
We get an email from Mary, who's listening right now, and says, Mr. Kearney, you mentioned the fact that so many businesses of African Americans have only one, presumably the owner, or two employees. How did the single employee businesses fare with PPP? And those were the federal loans that were distributed throughout the pandemic.
So that's a great question. Thank you very much. We did a survey on that too, and 67% or close to 70% received PPP funds.
And still went out of business? Do you have any data that indicates the overlap there, those that got PPP and went out of business?
No, I don't know that. I don't know whether there's a connection there.
Well, before we took our break, I mentioned that I wanted to bring this up, and it's related to capitalization of our local businesses. I know we've lost some businesses, and I'll start with you, Eric, on this, but what have we learned about access to capital and lending in our region during this pandemic, and just how many businesses are vulnerable to a catastrophe?
So there's a couple of things. One, a lot of our businesses didn't have a good relationship with a banker, so we need to improve that. Two, they did not have regular, strong relationships with an accountant where their books were done, you know, on a quarterly basis or reviewed. Three, they didn't have a strong relationship with a lawyer who could advocate for them or share knowledge with them. So those were the three big factors that impacted businesses. And I would say that there's a kind of overarching issue that kind of helped. And that was we had a lot of people like GCF and Procter & Gamble and some other large corporations. I don't want to leave anybody out. But that donated money not only to like push grants, which our organization did with GCMI and with Mortar, but also to grants that the regional chamber did and other organizations did. So I would say that that's part of the analysis in answering your question, Michael.
Jill Meyer is president and CEO of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. What can you share with us about those questions on whether or what you've learned, what the community has learned about its businesses and the ones that are maybe vulnerable to disruptions because of a lack of capital, a lack of access to lending, or some of the other issues Eric just raised?
I think a lot of people learned that some of what they take for granted, they shouldn't. The amount of dependency that so many of our businesses have on individual humans in our community going out and spending money and participating in our economy cannot be ignored at this point. I would say some of the gaps in the economies and access to capital was something that was already known, but what the pandemic did was shine a very bright light on it, which is a good thing in the end, as long as we can make that better. And so Eric referenced this, and I would underscore it, that we had organizations and people in the community who gave money and tried to get really creative about how we can help businesses. And so, you know, you had the United Way and GCF fund that early on jumped on it, but you also had, you know, the city of Cincinnati poured $4 million into Cincinnati bars and restaurants. They're getting ready to do that again from their federal funding to get money back into them. But then you have, you know, the Johnson Foundation and some of the other foundations who have looked at very specific opportunities to put real money in the hands of real business owners to help them either get back on their feet or to keep going. And so the as much as we can talk about that and shine the light on it, more continue to give. Duke Energy is another one who got really, really specific about helping some of these businesses that have historically been overlooked. And it makes a difference.
Jill, what does the chamber look like right now? What's your policy?
Our policy as to what?
The office.
Oh, our office policy. We are in the process of bringing everybody back. We're doing it in a phased approach. So we have just about everybody comes in at some point. Some of us are here diehards day in and day out, but by the end of the summer, we'll have everybody back a majority of their time, full time here in the office. But like other businesses, we will continue to be flexible as we were actually pre-pandemic about recognizing that sometimes people want to work in their local Starbucks or their local library or sometimes from their back porch. And that's okay too going forward. But the majority of work time, everybody will be here.
I got 20 seconds, Eric. How about at your chamber?
Well, we're back. We started back earlier this week. I would just say if people want to help, I would encourage you, perhaps even pleading to shop local and to really support these small businesses that are out here. That would just be my one big takeaway.
Eric Kearney is president and CEO of the African American Chamber of Greater Cincinnati in Northern Kentucky, and Jill Meyer is the president and CEO of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. Jill, Eric, thanks so much for the time you gave us today.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.